and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, presented by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites and our mates over at Elites Breaks. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo choo! That's right, Corey. The Bombs Express is back. Yeah. Corey boy.
Yeah, what, Bumpy boy.
We're only 27 hours away from the first partial logout. How good's this?
So good.
All the work's been done. I've got no fucking idea what I'm doing with my team still. How good?
You're not set?
Nah, well, 95%, Corey. But we're here because we forgot. We fucked up the other day. We're here because we thought...
Big time.
We forgot the Patreon questions, Corey.
Yeah.
This is almost like a Patreon-exclusive podcast now, Corey. So, Corey...
It won't be a Twitter-exclusive podcast, that's for sure.
Oh, gee, just... I'll tell you what dumb cunt Pete's been doing, Corey. There's been a few dramas on there.
There's a lot of angry Corey, people out in the world.
Where can the listeners find us on social media so they can block us, Corey?
Find us on X, the platform that we are very, very loved at the moment because of... Pete,
Supercoach
Scores Pete.
Supercoach Disability Pete.
At SC Elites. Patreon at SC Elites. Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube at Supercoach Elites.
Supercoach Loner Pete.
we'll have some...
Supercoach No Friends Pete.
I love draft video out shortly too, actually.
Supercoach No Eyebrows Pete.
Jesus, fuck me, dude. Well, this is great. Yeah, so we got some potty questions to chat about. We'll talk if anything's changed in our teams over the last couple of days.
Hold on. Yeah. What about the third member of the potty? You haven't introduced him yet.
No. Welcome back, Scotty.
Welcome, Scotty.
Oh, yeah, thanks, boys. Yeah, it's good to have me here, boys. And, yeah, I think I might just log off, mate. Take care. Stay safe. Okay, bye.
See you, Scotty.
See you, Scotty.
Always good to have him around.
Sorry, mate. I keep interrupting you, mate. Go.
No, you're all right. So you keep fucking around with your team, do you?
Constantly.
Yeah, okay.
I traded out Tom Stewart for Jordan Boyd just before. What are you laughing at?
You need to, like, delete the app.
Bro, Jordan Boyd, gun. Him and Buterick, bro, they're going to carry my team.
Shocking. But yeah, we're here to touch on questions. Do you want to talk about our team, or we'll leave that for the Patreons?
Nah, mate. What's the point in talking about my team now? Because it's just going to change another 67 times. I'll tell you the one thing that I will be doing is starting to put an elite midfielder. Have you seen their run to start the season?
We knew this.
Yeah, we've probably already spoken about it. And I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start putting an elite midfielder.
Okay. You're Butters, aren't you?
Butters ATM, yeah.
Yeah, I like Rosie.
Rosie, yeah, okay. Yeah. One apiece.
Yeah. What's your ruck line looking like at the moment?
Gee, do we really want to go there, Corey?
I do, actually.
Jeepers. Nah, I'm only kidding, bro. It's the usual. Gordon Grundy, Naismith, man.
Yeah, I'm English Grundy.
I've got Jackson at F1.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, ready for the potty questions?
Let's go for it, mate.
Fuck, I can't even remember where it was.
I think we start off with... Gee, I don't even know. Ninth of the third?
I was at the sixth. But did we already do that last week?
Yeah, the sixth is no good because we've already spoken about the Greek barbecue. Yeah,
but the next question I don't even remember doing.
Nah, we definitely did all them.
Okay, cool. All right, so the ninth. What day is it today?
I was just thinking to myself, why is Trav asking for podcast questions below?
Do you know how many times I've done that? And it's me. I was like, what's Trav doing? And yeah, fuck.
What's Trav doing?
Egger, you can't ignore Lions' start to early cash gen, can you? I know it's only round one. It's only in the cycle for one first prize, but it's a good start. Who was out that might take his spot?
Brisbane had fucking no one out. Yeah. Who they have? Connor McKenna?
Yeah. My biggest worry, and I said it all preseason, which I was clearly wrong with, is that I thought he'd be sub. And he wasn't, and he was super impressive. He was straight into my team.
I really got to go back to the Brisbane podcast days where I actually finally made a good call about this gun.
One that was your own.
Yeah, hey, they're all my unique opinion, Corey.
Very good. He's in your team, isn't he?
Lions, yeah, mate. Yeah. He's been the replacement for Ollie Wines, actually.
Yeah, nice.
I just couldn't get money to get one of these rooks up to him, so Ollie Warnes had to be sacrificed.
Well, I was Coleman for ages, so it was just Coleman straight out, Gibkiss, and I used the money to elsewhere.
Hmm.
JB, when's the next Elite Nights in Melbourne? Reckon we should try and not get kicked out from the Airbnb this time. Asking again because I missed the cutoff from last questions.
Well, unlucky, mate, because we just virtually had an Elite's Night down at the Cereal Pest House. We had about 12, 13, 14 Patreon members all come down, and that's probably the perk of being in the voice chat, JB. So maybe just get in the voice chat, you might hear a little bit more, but we're going up to Adelaide for Gather Round, and we may have an end-of-season function. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, depends on how hard we go and gather around, really. What kind of funds are left over. Trav, what laundry detergent are you changing to? Well, it's got to be the Omo, doesn't it?
Oh, I'll tell you what, the Omo Super Sub.
The Omo Super Sub. Five wasn't that entertaining. What game?
That did get a run.
Brisbane. Carlton, wasn't it? Yeah, the Omo Super Sub. Yeah, it was. It was not one.
Nah, bro, because I wasn't on for that game.
Oh, it was not. Oh, no, Sydney-Melbourne it was.
Yeah, there you go. Thursday night's Trav's night. You should know that, mate.
Wade, how many women did Bonfer impregnate last night after the Blues win?
How good are the Baggers, Corey?
Oh, they're right.
We've probably already spoken about it. Wait, oh, unlike other people around here, mate, there's only one woman for the Bombs Express, mate.
Yeah, I like new things.
Some people like freshies, just not the Bombs, mate.
You're a good man. Anki.
Oh, this guy's income. No, he'd be on minimum wage for sure.
Best off starting Williams or trading him after his round two bye. We also need accommodation around grand final time, so any help appreciated on your Omo tits. Sydney's one. Sydney's one.
Round two bye. What? Is he suggesting you start like Zach Reed and then trade this cunt in? Why would you trade him in after round?
I wouldn't be planning on wasting a trade that early.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got 40 trades, Unc, but come on, mate.
There is another question about this, but have you heard any truth to the rumours that he pulled up sore last week?
Oh, I haven't heard a squeak of that. I saw today, actually, that people were saying what happens if Zach Williams doesn't get picked, and I was sitting there going, what the fuck are these cunts talking about? Doesn't get picked.
So apparently he pulled up sore. I mean, if he didn't play, I wouldn't start him. But I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I mean, if he's not named, what are we? Oh, he gets named tonight, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He play tomorrow. Then we probably just go get Ambrosio.
Yeah, well,
I'll probably start this cunt anyway, bro, honestly.
Maprick, where does Grundy sit now in your top five rocks? Surely not an honourable mention. And what was the best tasting food after... what is the best tasting food after being reheated in the microwave? Milsey would be good at this.
I have to find room to get Grundy back in there, Corey. Jesus. But,
yeah, same.
I'm not going to be... I mean, it's one game so far. He had a bit to play for. Well, let the season... I mean, I'm starting him. Put it that way. I'm starting him.
Yeah. Nah,
he'll probably sit about fourth.
It was very, very good. Best tasting food, pizza. It's going to be the best tasting reheated.
In a microwave?
Oh, yeah. Fucking oath. Or meat pies. Meat pies in the microwave? Oh, so good. But not reheated, though.
This is a real Millsy kind of question.
I just said that. Millsy would kill this.
I'm a big fan of ice cream in the microwave, Corey.
You're always going to be fucking stupid, don't you? Ando!
Fuck eats out of a microwave, bro.
What are the top five Pringle flavours?
Sour cream onion. That's number one. Has to be number one. Don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Easy. I can't say I've had too many more Pringle flavours.
Original.
No, original is so overrated in anything. Salt vinegar.
Yeah, I'm not a big Pringle guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, fun fact. I don't know if I've said this on air before. I know I've said it off air. But Pringles can't be referred to as a chip because it's not made with potato.
Are they not made of potato?
They're not made with potato.
What's it made
of? It's like starch and powders and stuff, like crushed down.
Jesus. Yeah. I was getting one of my five a day here.
When Pringles were first released, they actually released as the Pringle chip. And it was quickly... They had to remarket very, very quickly because you can't be called a chip if you don't have a potato in it.
So why can't it be called a chip? Why is the word chip exclusive to potato?
No idea.
Bizarre.
Yeah. But that's just that for the day. That's a fact of the day.
Corey, I can confirm that is all true. You know I do love Pringles, mate.
Cliffy, 41. Bonformation and Corey. You'll have to give us a top three from the round zero party. I wasn't there, so I can't. So, Bonfsy, your top three?
Top three. Any time Shaq's in a room, how can he not get a three-voter?
Yeah.
I'm going to put two votes on Danger. And I'm going to put one vote on Endo.
Yep, that's a good top three.
Yeah.
Heaney or Flanders?
How come you missed the Bombs Believe question? A bit sus.
I was going to come back to that.
Hey, Flanders. Heaney's a dud, bro. Anyone that put him in the top six can't win Supercoach, bro. Absolute dumb cunts.
Thoughts on getting called into work for an emergency pizza delivery?
Well, if you did that, you're probably just as dumb as any cunt that started Heaney. I mean, you honestly have to be like proper special needs, honestly, in that emergency pizza delivery situation. Now, Corey, Heaney, I listened to John Big Dick Horse Longmire podcast press conference after the game. That's big worries for Heaney. That midfield time? No. His midfield time's cooked, bro.
You want to say why? What were the words you heard?
The words I heard was during the second quarter when he was already dominating, they wanted to take him out of the middle and leave him in the forward line because they didn't have much going on in the forward line. How often is this going to happen? They don't have a forward line that can carry them all season.
Big press conference guy you are.
Big press conference guy. You get a lot of information in press conferences. Heaney, trap again.
Very happy that you've picked up another job of super coach again. You're going to have a good year, I think.
He nearly got me, Heaney, but, you know, Bond's just ears to the fucking ground, mate. I'm getting everything these days, Corey. I'm back, baby.
And does Bombs believe?
You know I believe. Yeah, how can you not believe now, Corey?
The lid is off. The Boring Maniac. No questions, just a shout-out to Dizza for hosting a great Round Zero event. Cheers to all that were there.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for your question, Scotty. Cheers, mate. Yeah, thanks, mate. Take care. Stay safe.
I like this question. The fuck you, your dog, play setting for dinner. Seat three others from Discord voice chat to make the other host fucking weep.
Well, if this is the host, I'm putting fucking
Shaq. I think it's me and you, but if you want to do a Dizzle one, you can.
So me making you weep.
Correct. So you got to pick the three guests that would piss me off the most, and I've got to pick the three guests that would piss you off the most.
Oh, mate. I'm going to put Resh Dog.
I love Resh Dog.
Nah, because Resh Dog, I'm going to give you Resh Dog in October talking about the 2027 Supercoach. Right? Does that make sense now?
Yeah. At 7 a.m.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a random here. I reckon I'm just going to fucking put Hot Shame in there, Corey.
Okay.
Yeah. I reckon you and Hot Shame, you're not getting along.
I reckon I'll get along real well, Hot Shame.
You're going to bully North Melbourne, Corey. I can just see it coming. And he's not going to be happy. And the third and final member, Corey, is who are you going to put there that would compliment? I'm going to fucking put Yort in there, Corey. I reckon Yort just might, especially when he's on the piss, he might just piss you off a little bit, I reckon.
Took it right out of my mouth. So mine for you, you know Yort shits me when he's drinking because he doesn't let you talk. He talks at you. He asks you a question and then he just yells at you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Yort drinking would have been one of mine for you. The second one is the easiest one. I only need to put one person next to you, and it would have been Hook, Line and Sinker, and that would have been Oscar drinking.
Yeah, I would have left.
Yeah, so I don't think there's anything, you know. And even if it wasn't Yort, so I won't do Yort because, you know, you took Yort, so you've got to deal with Oscar drinking, and then I'm going to put two people on the other side of you that are just going to absolutely bore you to tears, and they're not even going to save you in this conversation.
Fucking Scotty.
You're going to have Scotty on one side, and you're going to have Salty on the other.
The
conversation's going to be regards around One Tree Hill and
fucking cabinets. And Scotty's going to be there going,
oh, sorry, mate, can you just pass the Pringles, boss? Yeah, mate, thanks, mate.
I'll tell you, Scotty's lucky he got his question answered this week. Have you heard what happened at the gathering?
He's got a ban.
He's about 7 foot taller than me. He walked right up to my face and said, I dare you to ban my questions now, mate. Fuck, he got me a beauty, Corey. He got me an absolute
beauty.
What
three
could I respond
votes
to that?
That's
mate?
Three
he
votes.
He was about to kick my head in.
He's a big boy. Sorry, mate. Ando, Elite's opening round gathering, best on, worst on.
Oh, well, we've already done best on.
So, Shaq?
Yeah. Worst on. Who could possibly... I mean, without being obvious, I reckon Bushy. Yeah, Bushy. No, he's got it. Bushy told us he was going to leave earlier to go get some Vagine, Corey. And he went home to have a nap instead of getting Vagine because the Vagine pulled out on him again. I mean, fuck you, Bushy.
How many words do you reckon he said for the day?
Oh, fucking something about New York's this, New York that, and that was about it.
Fat balding man. Maybe just a deep dive into the mid prices. And we're back at Supercoach talk. That have excelled round zero. Does Merritt score well without Parrish? I think he will, but Parrish will be back.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to impact. I don't think there's a correlation there.
Yeah, okay. Just a deep dive into the mid prices that excelled round zero. I mean, what deep dive do we really want? I've got all of them. Jordan, Harms, Fife, Fisher, McKercher, Lyons.
I am trying to find some desperate way not to start James Harms. I don't feel like I want him. But Jordan, Fisher, Fife, Locks, Lyons, I think you have to start. Harms, I'm trying to avoid, and I've got Connor Buderick at the moment.
Yeah, oh, you got Ambrosio, Zach Winlock. I've got a lot.
I mean, they're 200k, bro. They really, but yeah, I've got him. I've got Williams. Sorry, yeah.
PS, I think this is the year of the Fonchetta. A fat balding man told me, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
You know what I mean. Yeah, good. Angry fat Fonchetta, by the way. Actually, maybe I'll put angry Fonchetta next year because he'd probably eat ya. He's a violent man. Oh,
fuck. I reckon he'd love me so much. I can't.
JB, how many buy playing primos is too many for the opening buy rounds?
Five?
Well, I think the way to look at it, and what I've done, is in every single buy round, I've got cover and a loophole for each round where I can play, like, you know, seven mids or, you know, have a look at nine midfielders or, you know, so I've structured it that way. The only one I don't is round six, where it's Gibkiss and Howes. Other than that, my buys are very...
You don't want too many primos missing on any one week, because that's going to kill you.
Yeah. Unless you're just going to absolutely sacrifice that week, you know, Petrarca thing, like...
His question, how many playing primos is too many for the opening buy rounds? So there's four buy rounds to start with. I said five, so that would actually fit in with that theory too. So... no more than four primos. And when we say primos, we're talking like, you know, 450k plus players.
Yep. How many do you have? I've got three.
Dacos?
Yeah.
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Gordon Grundy.
Oh, sorry, I've got four. I ignored Grundy. Yeah, so you got Gordon Grundy. I've got Petrarca, Tom Green, Dacos, and Grundy.
Yeah, so Gordon and Petrarca's are different. Yeah, but yeah, one for one. Yep.
Okay, yeah, so our answer is just don't go more than four. the boring maniac, elites opening round, gathering, medical report, please.
Shaq broken cheekbone, out for 6 weeks.
Millsy hammy in a tennis match too, as well.
Oh, no, it was fucking that Shaq hamstring as well, actually, 3 weeks.
Chaz up, Lyons or Fife?
Five.
Fat balding man. The hour of power question. Can you start Jesse Hogan? 113 on the weekend, priced at 419k, plays North and Eagles.
I mean, if we're going to go serious for a moment, Corey, don't do it. I mean, what happens if he goes 113? So you got a guy at 419k, maybe he's 450, and then he's going to come out and score your 50s and 60s for a couple of weeks just to make an extra 60k. It's just not worth it. Like, it's just, nah.
Imagine he just does it, though.
Yeah, but, like, so if he just then continues to go 80, 90, 100, like, at some point then he just becomes a primo. So if you're picking Jesse Hogan, then you're not picking him just to trade him at round four, round five. Like, I think if you're picking him, you got to pick him as a full season. He's not fucking 270K. He's fucking 420.
He also plays Gold Coast and then St Kilda.
Yeah, St Kilda don't give up points, though. Yeah,
so I'll tell you what, if it starts to work, we're going to hear a lot of Corey.
Yeah, I'll tell you now, I'm not trading him in, so don't even bother asking those fucking questions in 2 weeks.
Which is preferred, Bont and which is preferred, Bont, English, and 328k forward, or Green or Gorn, Jackson, and Green, Gorn, Jackson, and 16k.
Green, Gorn, Jackson. Green is Tom Green, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's not even a question.
Yeah. Bont, English. Oh fuck, he's got no Bont though.
He's post Green, Gorn, Jackson is significantly better both. Than Bont, English, and fucking but some kind of 300k. Player, yeah.
He's got Vorney. Fuck me, dead. Gorn, Jackson. Yeah, I don't know.
Because he's already got all the mid-price forwards, bro. So it's not like you can
Has
say
he got Harms?
So you'd prefer Bont, English, Harms over Green, Gorn, Jackson?
Bont, English, Harms. They're all doggies. That sucks. You got the better buy. You got the cash.
Green, Gorn.
Best 18.
Move on.
Yeah. I think the fact that Green, Jackson... Yeah, Green, Gorn, Jackson, because they're all...
Bont's overpriced. Well, don't worry about that. He's overpriced.
I think he needs to do something else to get Bont in, though. Oh, Benny Table King Durant. Okay, crew, need your thoughts. Currently running Goulden. Think I can bump him off for Miller or Rao or Anderson?
Miller.
I'm a Rao there. I think Rao will take Took over the year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to bump that either, though.
No.
You will get him significantly cheaper, but you also come out and go 130, 130. He's playing. You'll run a muck on Collingwood. Also, didn't have Flanders. If I go Flanders over Jordan, it leaves me 8k in the bank. If I go Jordan 200k for panic changes round one, I'd keep Jordan. How much I'd do we read Jordan. Into round zero? Maybe it was just an inefficient game for Goulden.
Oh, I spoke about this on the previous body, which obviously you might not have the questions now, but it was an almost game from him.
Yeah.
120 plus this week, Goulden, I reckon.
P.S. Is Windsor overrated? Feel like 50s or 60s will be the average.
I won't be starting him.
I'm not, but I wouldn't be surprised if he came out and done an 80 or 90 and then we're all scrambling. Waito, does the Carlton win not count due to round zero not counting?
No, Waito, enjoy your fucking 24-hour timeout, mate.
Triple bombs. So the premiership hangover has begun by pies. On another note, how many household items did bombs break on Friday during the first half? Will Dizzer start to go?
And no, he won't.
Fuck me. No, I'm the king. No, I'm the king and bullshit like other podcasts. Fucking Triple B. Yeah, thank you. Hey, lads, not long now. With Nate getting named for round one, does it make you think twice about taking Naismith at R3 even if he's named?
No.
Not at all.
You take Naismith.
Legit. Jackson up forward, yes, no. Yes.
Yes.
Brownie, new man, first time, long time. Welcome, Brownie. 1845, he's an old bastard, this guy.
It's about as old as Bushy.
Thoughts on starting Heaney, jumping on Flanders after his buy, early cash grab / points on field, avoid both buys, being aggressive with more trades, or still avoid the sideways and focus on upgrading?
Flanders easy.
No, it wasn't Flanders versus Heaney. It was starting Heaney, trading Heaney out, after Flanders' buy.
Fuck's sake, Brandon. Just start fucking Flanders.
Agreed. Paulie, Jackson or Flanders?
Jackson.
Same. Muesli, if Williams isn't named, do you hold? And we spoke about this before. I don't think I will.
It'll depend what happens with the rest of the teams, because you've got a 2-week break. So you imagine he won't just continue 1 week on, 1 week off. But in saying that, his price then won't change till about round five. So you actually could get a couple sneaky rises out of D'Ambrosio and then make a quick downgrade to Williams potentially. Because I think Williams outdoes D'Ambrosio quite comfortably. It's a question for tomorrow at 7 o'clock when the other teams drop.
Danger, anyone want some yellow cherry tomatoes?
Oh, this fucking cunt, bro. Are you kidding me?
And the streamer, can we fade Dacos? Fuck me, dead.
Yeah, Corey. What's funny, mate? I'm not this guy's loving it. Dacos' high score against Sydney in his career is 81, Corey.
Yep.
And do you know what his other score against him is?
No.
62. He's got an average of 71 against Sydney, plays him this week, and then three weeks after that, he plays Hawthorn, who he averages 77 against. Two games for 113 on 41. I'm saying, Corey, you can fade Dacos.
Don't do
Which I think we need to find a better term for this word fade, because I'm not a fan of it.
Nah, shocking.
I'm saying it's possible.
Good fuck Dacos off, eh?
Hey, Corey. The league has bumped up by another 55 entrants since the dramas this afternoon on Twitter. Boy, oh boy. Can people hear, if genuinely, if you're a Patreon member, you actually need to be in this. Because, you're in the select few who can actually win $1,000. Like, 385-287. Make sure you're in there, please.
Yeah. Very, very good. Too many sooks on Twitter.
So many sooks. Oh, how good is that?
I fucking love them. They're actually just at... There are. I'm trying to be nice without being nice.
Yeah. Just fuck them off.
Soft as butter. Maybe we can have a beer with a couple of them at Gather Round.
Disagree. Big glass of wine.
Yeah, good. Well, that's it for questions.
That's the last potty. So, good luck. It's all Patreon now. You can shoot me DMs if you're in the Patreon. You can send me your team. Just DM me. Just follow my name on there and click DM and... or whatever, and I'll do my best to try and help you out over the next 24 hours, because it's probably going to get frantic. You're going to get the Carlton teams tonight, the rest of the teams tomorrow, so it'll be available in the message, it'll be available in the voice chats in the next 24 hours, so come in, say hello, and let's talk about your teams.
That's it. On behalf of Bonts, myself, and the Patreons at patreon.com/SCElites, peace out, and thank you for listening.